Oh, certainly. There are many factors that we are challenging. The first one is that, in fact, the Constitution was not passed legally in the Constituent Assembly. Because in order to pass the Constitution, we had to vote on Zanzibar as well as on Tanzania mainland. And the government did not have two-thirds majority on the Zanzibar part. But they included even in the voting situation, people were not in the assembly, in the assembly itself, and therefore even people who had left the constituent assembly and they were not participating in the assembly, they said that they can vote by email or by fax, and therefore they just rigged the numbers and declared that they had two-thirds on both parts of the union.
Some people are saying that the opposition is to be blamed for refusing to fully participate in the process and then complain after the process has gone forward and it to be put before Tanzanians to vote on a new constitution.
We boycotted because the laws were not being respected. Because if you have a process that is rigged in the first place, and continuing participating in that particular process, you are actually moralizing it. You become part and parcel of this particular process. So in order to protest, we had to protest and get out of the sham. So it was politically correct to say that they were not following the laws. And they've not followed the rules. They didn't have, in all Commonwealth parliaments, the voting, you have to be present in the assembly, in the parliament assembly, in order to vote. You cannot vote by fax or by email. Even people who were in Hajj, went to pilgrimage in Makkah, we are supposed to vote while they're in Makkah, and in fact, the diplomats in Saudi Arabia, the embassy in Saudi Arabia, told the government that it is impossible for them to carry out voting for people who are in Hajj in Makkah. But still, the government said that people went to Hajj and voted. So it is a real big sham. And in any case, we don't even have a voters register to be able to carry out a referendum. The National Electoral Commission has stated categorically it is not in a position to carry out any election as of now because they don't have a voters register. And the government has announced that there will be a referendum on the 30th of March. So if the National Electoral Commission does not have a credible voters register and it has not yet registered voters, how can you carry in a referendum, announce a date of a referendum, when the National Electoral Commission is not ready for that election?
Some people are saying this is a foregone conclusion because of the enormous support the ruling or governing party appear to enjoy in the country, and that the fact that this goes before Tanzanians, they are going to have what they wanted, which is endorsement by the people of the proposed constitution, and that is why the opposition is crying foul. What do you say to that?
No, it's the government is not that popular. It is the rigging that they want to rig the elections to be guaranteed to win in the referendum. And we are saying that no, we're not going to accept the rigging of the elections. A lot of people have not been registered in the voters register. All the youth who were 17 years old in 2010 and less than that have not been registered in the voters register. So you have more than 5 million people who have not been registered. A lot of Tanzanians have lost their voters' cards. The National Electoral Commission says that the voters' register, the current one, is not credible and they have to create a new one. And so we are the steps that have been taken by the government are actually taking the country into chaos, because if you have a National Electoral Commission that it takes categorically, it's not yet ready, and it cannot be ready until May 2015 to register all the voters. How can the government then announce that referendum will be on March 30th if you do not have a voters register? This is going to cause a lot of chaos in the country, and we are saying that we are not going to be bamboozled by the ruling party. We are going to organize the people to oppose the machinations that have been carried out by the ruling party.